Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can avoid.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. It's the ministry embracing widows and also others who have lost loved ones as well. But the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you had a great week and that someone, our family members, friends, embraced you and also encouraged you with Valentine wishes during this past Valentine weekend. Well, two weekends ago, our next chapter, Widows Ministry, we had our Valentine event at TGIF Friday from 9 to 11 a.m., and we had live entertainment. We had a wonderful and also free breakfast from TGIF Friday. So we had a wonderful time, and I hope that someone gave you chocolate, flowers, or something also, but just knowing that if you was a part of the next chapter Widows Ministry Valentine event, we had a great time. We had live entertainment, fresh, beautiful flowers given to the widows, and candy. So I hope that if you were a part of that, I hope that you enjoyed yourself. And like I say, each month we have different activity going on in our ministry. And next month we are going to be going either bowling, to a play, or a painting party. We haven't decided yet, so when I get together with the ladies, I hope that you'll be able to join us to one of those events that we're going to have in the month of March. And I can't believe that March is almost here. In less than 10 days, it's going to be March 1st. The time is waiting for no one. So if this year, last year, just flew by, and it seems like it's going to happen again this year. Some things I want to come early, but some things I don't want for it to come early. But we just have to, you know, just really go from one day at a time because we can't even tell what the weather's going to be and how the time is moving so fast. And this whole week it's supposed to be in the 70s. Now, my flowers is trying to say, what is going on? It is February. It's not time to have this kind of weather. Because, and the bad thing about it, when they start blooming, we're going to have another frost, and it's going to kill them. So the weather, the trees, some of the trees are already blooming. So you can see that already, the change of time. You just don't know what's going on. The different things are happening on the news that is unexpected. So we have to be very prayerful. Now, one thing that I didn't do, we ended our session for Journeying Through Grief. We did part one, and we finished part two. And tonight, we're going to talk about peace. The word peace we're going to talk about. And I'm going to give you one definition of what peace is. Peace is a state of tranquility or quiet, a peace of mind. And in Scripture, Psalms 46:10 says, peace, be still. Just knowing those words are very powerful. If you deal getting any situation and you need peace to happen, all you have to do is claim it. If you're in around a confusion or anything, something seriously happened to, I mentioned once that I had in the bank, I had a knife, a guy with a knife on me. And I just prayed within myself saying, peace be still. I wanted to be still because I didn't know what was going to happen. So we can pray for peace at any time, and God will send his angel to enter to just do whatever is needed to be done in that particular time that we are asking for peace. Let God's peace serve us as an umpire for your peace and emotions. So just knowing that when you feel very discouraged and very emotions, and, you know, we talked about that in the Journeying Through Grief session, our emotions get just get away from us sometimes, and we experience emotion all different kinds of ways. But God is letting us know that let him have peace and serve as an umpire for our mind and emotion. And another scripture that goes with that is Colossians, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in the body, and be ye thankful. Have you ever had one of those days when you were confused and confusion was around you, swirling around your head, that you felt like screaming, saying, stop! Because you didn't want those feelings, these emotions to continue to be in your head. From time to time, everyone has that kind of day. And when you do, your temptation is probably either to get in the flesh or react to someone in an ugly way, or you get depressed, go to bed, and forget all about it. You know, a lot of us do this. We go to bed. We figure if we go to sleep, we don't have to think about it. But guess what? When you wake up, it's right there again. So the most important thing for us to do is pray and ask God to have to have peace. Rather than throwing in the towel and give way to those emotions that want to get the best of you, why not stop right now and make a decision to let the Word of God rule you today? When I say rule, I am talking about God's supernatural peace, demonstrating and governing every emotion and situation that confronts you. If you don't make this decision and follow through with it, you worry, you fear, insecurity, doubt, and a whole host of other emotions will come in your mind and take control. So, and like I said, we talked about some of those emotions, about the fear and worry and doubt, guilt, and all those things that comes in your mind. There are no worse a roller coaster ride than when you are being knocked all over the place by emotions that are out of control. Instead, why don't you do this? Just let the peace of God rule in your heart. As Paul wrote in Colossians 3:15, he said, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." I especially want you to notice the word rule in this verse. Paul uses this word rule and tells us that the peace of God can work out like an umpire, a referee in our heart, mind, and emotions. When emotions attempt to control over us or try to throw us into an emotional frenzy, we can stop it from happening by making the choice of to let God's peace rise up from deep inside of us, like an umpire and refuse to modify our emotions. Just think about a baseball game, how the referee gets be in charge, and the referee, they're in charge. Let God to be in charge of these emotions during that particular time that you're going through that. As we do, we will be kept under the control of the divine peace as it rules in our heart. When this divine umpire calls peace steps into the game, it suddenly begins to call the shots and make all the decisions instead of fearfulness, anxiety, and worry, just like an umpire, a referee does when they take charge of the game. Colossians 3:15 could also be translated as, "Let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let the peace of God be the umpire to your life and action. Let the peace of God act as a referee in your emotions and your decisions." In Psalms 46:10, it says, "Peace still." Even though it is true that everyone has hard days and difficult weeks, you don't have to surrender to those emotions that try to steal your joy and disrupt your relationships and rob you from your victory. When you feel overwhelmed by emotions or problems that are hitting you from every situation, every side, one side to another. Well, just stop a moment, set your heart and your mind on Jesus and the Word of God,
as you do this, supernatural peace of God will rise up from your from your spirit and take control. And try it sometimes. When you sometimes you can have different things to cause some emotions. Just say peace be still. And you're going to see, I use that word all the time. That's a sort of a household word to me, because I've been using that for years. I read this book that had a lot of words that you can use to control the situation, and that's one of them. I use divine order all the time. When I want the divine order in my day or week or whatever, I always ask God for divine order. Now, sometimes your day might still be a little rough, just like a wave. Sometimes that does happen to go up and down. But if you ask for divine order by the end of the day, I bet everything that you ask God for, it's going to be done in that divine order. Try those words. Those words are very strong, divine order. And peace be still whenever you're having any kind of emotion. Even to the point that it said, mentioned that you can say something mean to someone or feel those moments of frustration or someone make you mad on your job and sometimes you have to bite your tongue. Well, just say, peace be still. You got to bring God in some of these situations sometimes because people will get on your nerve. Also, when you're driving, how many times you have said some stuff when that car ran right in front of you, whatever. Well, you don't want to have road rage, so what you do again, peace, be still. Calm your nerve from getting so upset. I am trying to do better at it each day that I now using those words more often because I do not want my blood pressure or anything to, so just one second. My computer just did something crazy. I'm going to have to ask you to pause you for one second, please. This computer of mine has been acting crazy all day. I got it back. Sorry about that. It took me away from the screen. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Use those words sometimes. Those are words that, like I say, can bring your focus and your mind back to God. Asking for Him to bring, let that peace be back within your life. Because we are human, and sometimes we do have those emotions and say things and get upset so quickly. I want my blood pressure to stay down than up. So that pretty much is what I wanted to talk about tonight. But what I want to, I have some questions for you. And then I'm going to say a prayer for today regarding peace, asking God to bring peace in our lives. Do you recognize moments when your emotions try to throw you into emotional frenzy and steal your peace and joy? I'm sure we all have experienced that. The next question, what steps can you take to quiet yourself so you can focus on God, God's word, and allow the peace of God to rise up and be the referee what is going on inside of you, mind and emotion? Just like I mentioned before, peace be still. And sometimes I have thoughts. I'm a wanderer. I don't know how your mind. I'm a wanderer sometimes. So sometimes I can be focusing on one thing and all of a sudden something else. I just start focusing on other stuff. And what I do sometimes, because sometimes I wandered a little bit too much, I just said, Jesus, I use the word Jesus. It's Jesus, you know, that if I have a bad thought about something or someone, I just said Jesus to stop me from what I'm doing. So use words from the scripture that will work for you and stop those thoughts. So those are the two questions I want to focus on, wanted you to mention to you and for you to focus on, and using scripture to do that. And another scripture I also want to mention that is also very encouraging. Let me turn to that. Okay, where are you? Okay. The scripture is Joshua 1:9. That's encouraging. And to be encouraged that, and don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So just knowing that if you practice that, there will be more peace in your life. I'm not saying you won't get those thoughts. I'm not saying that you won't get those feelings. But find words that will you can use that will bring peace to you. And we're going to end with this prayer. Lord, I don't want to let my emotions get the best of me today, tomorrow, or any day. So I ask you for your peace will rise up like a mighty umpire, a referee in my heart, mind, and emotions. Help me recognize those moments when it's unhelpful, when the unhelpful emotion tries to sneak up on us. I ask you to teach us to put those emotions aside and release your supernatural peace that is a resident in our hearts, a supernatural, because it takes a supernatural thing, peace from God, to make it work. The peace that is always ready at every moment moderates every thought and emotion that rise to pass into my life. We need you every step of the way. There's so many things that are happening today, and we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to lead us, guide us, and protect us through all of these emotions and all of these things that are happening. Help us to be strong. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, because we know that you are there. Wherever we are, you are there. And also, we ask you that there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, our family, our friends, because we know that you have all powers in your hand in spite of what's going on in this world. We know that you can keep your angels surrounded by us. You can bring the peace that we need to get through each and every day. We just ask you all of these things in the mighty name of Jesus to be with us and help us and let us have your peace and let it serve as an umpire for our minds and bodies and emotions. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, try this week. Try those words. Find some words in the Bible for yourself as well. And know when you get emotional that someone let you feel that way, or something that you're going through, or something that you remember, that just whatever situation that these emotions come, just knowing that God can bring that peace. Practice this
every day this week because I had some emotions today. Not emotions, more or less that I, where I work today, I had some experience that happened. But I was calm because I kept allowing God to keep peace in my day. I asked for divine order, and he gave me just that. I'm not saying that the world would always be straight. Sometimes it's crooked, but just keep on believing. And by the end of the day, you're going to say, wow, I got through it. He gave me that divine order that I needed. He gave me that peace I needed. He gave me that strength to be strong and courageous and not to be afraid. God will give you just that, but we have to focus on him more because of what's happening in the world. We have to pray more, trust him more, and believe in him more. He'll get us through. It's not easy. So don't think that, and don't beat yourself up. I used to beat myself. I didn't need somebody to beat me up. I beat my own self up. I would do that about different things, a decision that I made. But as I am growing in Christ, he's teaching me that I'm human, it's going to be all right, and he doesn't expect me to be perfect. He doesn't expect me to never cry or never be upset. But he also wants us to use his word. His word is right there in the Bible. All those things that we need each and every day, it's right there. So ask God for that peace that you need to get you through each and every day because we need it now. We need it more than ever. And that is all I have for tonight. So practice peace. Practice how to go about having more peace because, you know, our blood pressure pill that some of us take, you know what I'm saying? We might not have to continue to take it if we can have more peace, let peace be in our lives. Or our blood pressure won't fluctuate off, up and down all the time. I went to my, went to have my annual checkup. And you know one thing? My blood pressure was perfect. It was right on the point. Now, it hasn't always been that way, but it was right on the point, and I was so happy about it. So I wanted to stay there. I wanted to come down, stay, just to be the perfect, like it happened when I went to see him. I'm trying to change my way of thinking, my way of emotion, calming it down, not to let everything and everyone upsets me. So work on that, and I'm sure that you'll have a better day, a better week, a better month, and also a better year. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and I hope that you enjoy, and just let God serve that emotion by putting that peace in your life. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And good night.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm Damn.